So it is the last day of 2021, and I can almost hear people breathing a sigh of relief across the world. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. Thank you for the journey over the past year. We've done a lot, haven't we? We've covered an awful lot of ground, and I thought as it was New Year's Eve, now was a really good time just to kind of go back very briefly, just over the next couple of minutes, and kind of look at what we've done, what we've covered over all of these hundreds of episodes. Yeah, every single day an episode has gone out of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. We started off talking about your vocal appraisal, how to identify the qualities that your voice has compared to other people, the kind of things that you need to be kind of looking out for and considering. Then we started off on that journey, didn't we? Your voice from lungs to lips, looking at the journey that your breath takes, breathing in, breathing out, the journey of that breath, how it becomes sound and how it becomes voice, how it then it's formed into words. And part of that, of course, was perfecting your posture, which we spoke about, and how breathing is the key thing, and also the voice box of tricks, which is what I was talking about the larynx and so on, and about swallowing and breathing and your vocal folds and things like that, moving into the mouth with a series of episodes that were entitled The Tip of the Tongue, The Teeth and the Lips, all about articulatory articles and various ways to actually make sure that people understand what it is that you're saying, things like diction and pronunciation and accents as well. Then, more recently, we moved into an area talking about the words on the page. And if you're about to say, but Peter, you're talking about reading out loud and the use of your voice, well, I would say to you, as we discussed in those episodes, a lot of how you become a better presenter and use your voice better is down to the words on the page. If you've got to read long, formal speech or gobbledygook, it's much more difficult for you to get your tongue around those words. Yeah, it's down to things like the rhythm of what is written as well. So we'd spent several weeks talking about that, about how better writing leads to better reading. In other words, a better script and marking up a script as well. Then we moved into reading out loud. We spoke about pitch in quite a bit of detail, about tone and emotion and intonation as well. If you want to go back to the intonational episodes, they were in September, looking at my notes here, starting at episode 253. Then more recently, in November, we looked at the volume of your voice just a few short weeks ago, about the projection, the energy, loud voices and soft voices and so on. We've covered an awful lot over the past 12 months in an episode every single day. So thank you so much indeed for joining me. If you're just a new listener, perhaps you want to go back and look back at some of our previous episodes. Maybe you've been convinced or surprised by what I've just said about the amount of ground that we've covered over the past 12 months, feel free to go back and listen to some of those episodes again, download all of them and listen to them maybe over the festive period. If you're doing a drive, something like that, it can entertain and hopefully inform you on your drive, maybe to friends or family. Okay, that's it for New Year's Eve. New Year's Day tomorrow, let's look ahead. Let's look at some of the topics which are upcoming, some of which I've already scripted and are ready, waiting in the wings to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. By the way, on Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWEETERSTEWART. From London, that's me, Peter Stewart. Have a good new year.